I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Happy Tuesday, my loves, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It is Tune In Tuesday today, so time for us to contemplate a certain topic. If you want to grab your journal so you can write down the journaling prompt for this practice, go right ahead, or if you just want to take some notes as we inquire a little bit more within. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Today as a topic, I want us to take a moment to hold some space for and identify a moment that we have in our everyday that brings us absolute and total joy. And I'm talking about something that you actually get to experience every day, whether it's a little routine that you have or a habit or a moment or something that reoccurs. So not just something fun or something exciting that happens once in a while, right? But a moment in your everyday that brings you true joy. And the reason I want to identify this is we set the intention yesterday to start a new ritual this week, right? To anchor into a new kind of practice in our everyday that brings us a little bit closer to peace. And something I have been really contemplating lately has been the regular day-to-day moments that I already have in my life that occur kind of on their own that bring me total joy. And I'm talking about the things and the practices and the moments that aren't filled with effort, right? That don't take me saying, okay, I have to go create this thing now to experience joy or to feel happiness. But actual those little moments that happen all on their own and they happen all the time. So an example of that is every single morning when I wake up, and I'm in this space now with my daughter where this is happening a lot. Of course, everything is cyclical. It's not always. But for the past couple of weeks, every single moment when we wake up, the first thing she does is she opens her eyes and then she puts her hands on my face and she says, "Good morning, Mama." And it's just a sweet, I mean, it's the sweetest, most gentle, like very mundane, but very, very special moment and a really beautiful experience I get to have every day waking up in that way. You know, literally, I open my eyes every morning and her hands are cupping my face and she's just smiling at me, you know, "Good morning, Mama." And no matter what's been going on the night before or how I've slept, it's really a moment of joy that I get to experience first thing every single day. So I'm talking about those kinds of things, you know. Maybe if you take a moment right now just to sit with, what is a day-to-day moment that you really, really enjoy? right? Perhaps it's a little ritual that you have, something that happens in the morning. Maybe it's that first sip of your first cup of coffee of the day. You know, that's really, really joyful for you. Maybe it's a practice you have of spending time outside every day. Maybe that walk to work that you have every day brings you joy in some way, or maybe coming home at the end of the day and your dog or cat is there to greet you. Maybe it's the hug you get from your spouse or your partner or your person at the end of the day. Identify something that really brings you total joy. And I'm talking like tiny little silly things, big things. Doesn't have to be something that involves other people or family or people you love. Maybe you have a moment every day where you go on a blog as you get to work or something, and you spend 5 minutes reading something funny, and that brings you joy. You know, it can be something that maybe you haven't even before identified as joyful. Another great example of this is me getting the space to record this podcast. Honestly, every day I sit down to record Yoga Girl Daily for the next day, and I get to have this moment of taking a breath right before I turn the recorder on. And I just get to sit with for a moment what I want to share with you. And I realized right before recording this that I feel so much joy getting to share this show with you every day, getting to contemplate these things for myself and actually allowing the space for my creativity to shine a little bit every day for this show. There's so much joy in that for me. And sometimes I take it for granted, or I forget to even identify that this is something joyful. It's something I really enjoy. So what's the point of this practice, right? Of course, identifying the moments that you have in your day that are really, truly important to you so that we don't take them for granted, so that we don't let those moments slip away, right? Or so that when life throws us a curveball or something changes and we lose that moment in our day-to-day, like I know in a couple of weeks, maybe my daughter is going to start being really grumpy in the morning and I won't get that really beautiful good morning every day, that I actually have the space to enjoy it deeply now, right? To really be in the moment and feel that joy in my heart and in my body and really hold how important it is that I get to have that moment when I wake up every day and that I get to sit down and record this podcast every day and how grateful I am that I have so many moments of joy in my day-to-day life. So if you have a little bit of space in your day right now to journal on this, our journaling prompt for today is: something that brings me real joy every day is. Something that brings me real joy every day is. Just spend a few minutes journaling on that. Maybe you'll find a ton of things in your day today, and you get to actually sit with how beautiful your life is right now. Even if these things seem small, even if they happen every day and it's like part of the mundane routine of life, right? There is joy in all of this for all of us. And how special and precious is that? Thank you so much for tuning in with me today. I hope you have lots and lots and lots of joy in store for the rest of the day as well. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.